So we're happy to and thrilled that we have Shondell Dawson, who has been working in the field for 15 years, is joining us. She's just joined with HHS, the PHMSA office, which, as the Congresswoman pointed out, the President's budget increased their office by $10 million, and we expect that that increase will go into effect. So she's going to talk about some of the funding opportunities through her office, and then I know we have Alicia Langhart, who's joining us also from HHS Office of Women's Health, and some of their funding opportunities. Alicia, I'll give a shout out to her, joined the office in 07, and their budget was around $400,000 for Violence Against Women programs. And in that time, it then doubled the next year, and we're up to, through her office, is funding at $3.3 million current year. So I know she has to run out for a flight after this, so we're going to have Shondell speak, who's joining us from D.C. We'll have questions and Q&A with her, and then go on to Alicia. We'll get the program started, and I know everyone has to get back to their office today. So thank you for your time.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shondell, as you just go through your presentation, feel free to let me know when we want to just change the slides for you, okay? So we're just looking at your title, and now we're at your PHMSA core component.
Okay, thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Shondell Dawson, as Sally has said, and I am with the Family Violence Prevention Services Program here at the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C. And today I really just want to talk to you all a bit about the grants that our office administers, the focus of some of those programs. Give you some updates on a few of our new discretionary grants that we just released this year, and provide an opportunity for you all to ask us any questions about the discretionary grants or any other aspects of our programming. Most of you all are very familiar with how PHMSA works. You're doing tremendous work within the state of California, and the Family Violence Prevention Services Act supports both directly and indirectly a lot of the work that you all are doing. The core components of that are, of course, to establish and maintain and expand programs focused on the intervention and prevention of domestic violence, as well as provide assistance for domestic violence survivors and their children. You can move to the next slide, please. The Family Violence Prevention Services Program, for which I work, administers the funding for the Family Violence Prevention Services Act. And that funding is distributed in two major ways. One is with formula grants to states and territories, as well as tribes. We provide support to state domestic violence coalitions. And then the other way is through discretionary grants focused on training and technical assistance, the establishing of a National Domestic Violence Resource Center. It supports the National Domestic Violence Hotline. We also have special issue resource centers that focus on culturally specific communities, as well as the healthcare response to domestic violence, the resource center that the Family Violence Prevention Fund leads, as well as trauma and mental health, the criminal justice system, and I'll talk to you a bit more about those. You can move to the next slide, please. The state formula grants represent about 70% of the PHMSA appropriations. And the awards that go to states and territories total for 2010, fiscal year 2010, over $91 million. And the state awards themselves vary in size depending on the population as well as the territory's sizing. And those grants are administered through your state administrative offices, and most of those are non-competitive for the most part. We can move to the next slide. And in addition to the formula grants that we administer through the states, each of the territories, we also provide funding for the tribal programs. And there you can see the makeup of that funding itself. It represents 10% of the appropriated funding, which for fiscal year 2009 was around $13 million. And then for fiscal year 2010, we provided funding to state domestic violence coalitions, and that funding through those formula grants represents about 10% of the appropriations funding. Next slide. For you all in California, the total state award is around $7 million. It's supporting 85 domestic violence programs that are funded. You're doing a tremendous amount of work in serving over 72,000 women who have experienced abuse, as well as over 18,000 children. You provided almost 500,000 bed nights in shelter. And you have provided services to around 5,600 men. So you all have seen and addressed many of the increasing needs and challenges throughout your state. The state administrator for you all who administers your funding is through the California Emergency Management Agency. They unfortunately were not available to help co-present with us today, but I did want to provide you with their contact information so that you can have additional feedback and input from them about the way the formula is applied specifically in your state. I also included their website address because they provide updates on funding that may be available through their office as they administer not only the FIPSA grants, but the VOCA dollars, the VAWA dollars, and state funding as well, so that you all can stay updated on potential opportunities there. In terms of the totality of FIPSA-funded programs, next slide, please. We support over 1,600 shelters and local programs throughout the state. We have served 1.2 million domestic violence victims and their children and provided more than 7.1 million bed nights, in addition to responding to 2.17 million crisis calls. As we look at sort of more specific information around the services for children, next slide, please. You can see that there were over 300,000 children served. More than 116,000 of those children were actually within residential programs. And more than 1.6 million attended targeted domestic violence educational and awareness events. So that's an overview of how the Family Violence Prevention Services Act funding is supporting states and territories in dedicated services around shelter and related assistance. The next section that the Family Violence Prevention Services Act primarily supports are discretionary grant programs. And those discretionary grant programs operate on a competitive grant process as opposed to a formula-based process. And next slide, please. Those grants represent about 2.5% of our overall budget. They operate under a cooperative grant agreement, and the application schedule for that grant program varies within between 3 to 5 years, depending on the program itself, and that too is also dependent upon specific funding received. For instance, this past fiscal year, we just released the National Domestic Violence Hotline program announcement, and that grant opportunity opened up on a competitive basis. We also have two new grant programs focused on children and youth exposed to domestic violence, as well as supporting the leadership for underrepresented groups within the domestic violence movement. And those proposals and announcements just recently closed at the end of July. But the National Domestic Violence Hotline grant program is competed every 5 years, whereas the programs for children exposed to violence, as well as supporting the leadership of individuals from underrepresented groups, is competed every 3 years. Next slide, please. As I previously mentioned, the new programs for 2010 within our discretionary grant program focused on expanding youth services for children and youth exposed to domestic violence. And that program itself is really looking at building an evidence base for services and looking at strategies for intervention and addressing any emerging issues around children and youth exposed to violence. We are looking to expand the capacity of domestic violence programs to address the needs of children and adolescents coming through emergency shelter. Expand the capacity of domestic violence programs to meet the needs of sheltered families and their children, looking at more community-based interventions for children exposed to domestic violence whose parents may or may not have sought support, and looking to expand the capacity of the Domestic Violence Coalition as well as the tribe technical assistance providers in addressing this issue, and looking as well as the systemic response to children and youth exposed to violence. And hopefully upon the end of that, we are looking to provide documentation around the lessons learned and the strategies that have been implemented across the country. The grant program that is focused on expanding leadership opportunities for underrepresented groups is really looking at ways to help promote culturally appropriate services and linguistically appropriate responses within domestic violence organizations on a statewide, local, and national level. By supporting the leadership of individuals from diverse communities within those organizations. We anticipate to have around 5 new grantees to announce within the next month or so, as our discretionary grant programs themselves are a competitive process that goes through peer review. And since they have just recently closed, we will be entering into peer review very soon. In addition to those new discretionary grant programs that we just recently competed, we also support the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And their statistical information about how much funding they receive, as well as contact information for the hotline itself, and their teen dating abuse helpline is listed on that slide. I don't feel the need to go through all that. I'm sure you all are very familiar with accessing those services and working collaboratively with them when they're making referrals. In addition to the National Domestic Violence Hotline and the new discretionary grant programs that we support, we also support services for culturally specific institutes. Next slide, please. And those are the Asian Pacific Islander Institute on Domestic Violence, which is located in California in San Francisco, the Institute on Domestic Violence in the African American Community, in Coimbra, which is the Latino National Institute on Family Violence, and the Immigrant Family Violence Institute. And they all work collaboratively with the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence, the State Domestic Violence Coalitions, and community-based organizations and culturally specific organizations providing services to domestic violence survivors, and really looking at improving strategies and advancing resources about what is culturally appropriate and relevant to meet the needs of individuals from those populations. That grant program is competed every 3 years. It will be open for new a program announcement will be released in 2011. Next slide, please. As I mentioned, the culturally specific institutes work very collaboratively with national resource centers. One of those is the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence, the Resource Center on Domestic Violence and Child Protection and Custody, the Battered Women's Justice Project. Next slide, please. The National Health Resource Center on Domestic Violence, administered by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the National Center on Domestic Violence, Trauma, and Mental Health, and then Sacred Circle, which focuses on, which is a national resource center for looking at ending violence against Native women. Those discretionary grant programs are competed within a 3 to 5 year time frame as well. In addition to the institutes and special resource centers that we support, as well as the national hotline, we also had a discretionary grant program that was more tailored to focus on capacity building of domestic violence programs within the areas of mental health and substance abuse, as well as around incarcerated or formerly incarcerated women. And that program was called the Open Doors to Safety program, and there I've listed the State Domestic Violence Coalition that are the current grantees that are operating those grant programs within their states. Next slide, please. The last thing that I really want to leave you all with is just an understanding of not only the timing of how the grant programs that administered by the FIPSA program are released, but where you can go to receive additional information. You can most certainly stay in contact with your state administrator in the California Emergency Management Agency, but I also wanted to provide you all with a listing of additional resources, specifically how you can check on ACF, the Administrative for Children and Families, and their web link is there. We call them FOAs, so that's where the FOA comes in at the end of that URL. Then there's always grants.gov, where you can sign up to receive announcements and alerts. You can check the Federal Register. In addition, I didn't include that there. But then the Violence Against Women Online Resource Center, which is operated by the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence, provides updates on government and private funding that may be available to you all to apply. It also lists detail what the eligibility requirements are. They have, I believe, monthly announcements, if not monthly, then quarterly announcements that they email out, so you all can certainly sign up for those. So I hope that I have given you all a fair understanding of what the competitive grant opportunities are, as well as the non-competitive grant opportunities are within our program, and how they sort of work with supporting those many projects, the programs that you all operate. I want to thank you very much for your time. If you all have any questions, I'm very welcome to hearing them and doing my best to respond to those. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you.
on the line so long with us this morning, taking the time.
No, thank you for the opportunity. If you all have any additional questions, please feel free to contact me.
Great.